my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional, and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. So again, we're wishing you a happy and healthy 2019 as we celebrate Little Christmas and the first Sunday in January. And now it's time to listen to Elizabeth Joyce and her guests on Let's Find Out. Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and actually it's January 13th, 2018. And my guest tonight is the fabulous Sharon Wythe, who does the nemiology. What's in a name? And I just want to say to you that we're getting closer to the Super Bowl. And if you heard me on Coast to Coast, I predicted that the Rams would win the Super Bowl. Well, it looks like they took the first step towards that. We'll just have to see how it plays out. Tonight, we're going to be talking about your name. We're inviting you to call in and ask about your name or your child's name or any name you'd like to see how they fit with you. The toll-free number is 888-429-5471. Or you can also call 323-744-4841. This is to call in and to ask Sharon a question about nemiology. Sharon is recognized internationally as a name expert, and she can determine one's strengths, challenges, and the purpose of your life by deciphering a person's name. She did 15 years of research, followed by 3 years of testing her theories in over 70 countries, including Russia, India, and China. Then she continued to develop how to interpret names over the next 17 years. That's why this nemeology science is so accurate today. She wanted to see if her method held true in different languages, and indeed it does. The greatest gift that has come from developing nemeology science is to be able to see all people as one, as our basic desires remain the same, regardless of where we live or what culture we're experiencing. Over the years, she has been able to support thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. Today, she assists HR departments and different businesses in narrowing down the candidates to be interviewed. She assists lawyers on how to present cases to judges and couples and families on how to better communicate with each other. She also creates names for new businesses, new products, and when people wish to change their name. Her best-selling book is Know the Name, Know the Person, and it has won awards for excellence in writing. Sharon is a frequent guest on both radio and television. She just had her first appearance on Coast to Coast AM with George Noory, and we are very pleased to have her tonight. Good evening, Sharon.
Always wonderful to be with you, Elizabeth. That was
how
so
you doing?
Much fun the other night. Well, we're going to have fun tonight, too.
Of course. We already have some calls coming in. Would you like to begin?
Sure.
We have John from Florida. John, how are you?
Good. How are you both?
Do you have a question for Sharon?
Well, I heard her last night on Coast to Coast, and I was very intrigued with the way that she does her numerology.
She doesn't do numerology. She does nemeology.
Numerology.
It's not numbers.
I'm sorry.
It's letters in the name.
Yes. I'm sorry. I misspoke on that.
I do it too. Don't worry, John. I can't get used to it. So what's your question?
Well, I was just wondering about my name. And, you know, I know your name can affect your finances and your love life. And
so okay, what you got for him, Sharon?
Okay, I just need at least the first letter of your last name, John.
D.
D.
D like David?
Yes.
Okay, so really quickly, it's like you evaluate everything according to money. I mean, if I was going to give you a gift, if I'm your friend, I'm going to give you a gift, I'm just going to write you a check. Because that way, you know, you can combine all the checks from all your friends, and then you're going to go get what you really want because you have expensive tastes.
I okay. like that. I'm just like John.
So, John, your thing is, though, is not to spend it before you make your obligations, you know, because sometimes you're tempted
right.
and you think, I'll make this down the road. But to make sure that you've got your obligations first and then you can spend and then decide how much, whether you want to save it or spend it. But you're absolutely brilliant. You know what you have in your name is the combination that says, I am always going to look younger than my age.
Well, he's a Scorpio, so he's always brilliant. Scorpios are always brilliant.
Yeah. Well,
thank
and
you.
To me,
I've been told that I look younger than my age.
Yeah,
oh,
it's in your name. And I will tell you, with all the things I know about names, I have literally already said to the universe, if there's reincarnation, my name next time is going to start with a J-O.
There you go.
Really? Now, why is that?
Because that is leadership, nurturing, getting to know yourself, having a skill that you can make a good finance with, or you can make good money with if you just want to work it. And it's brilliant. It's like you can see every corner in that box and you can see everything outside that box. So it's like there is no box. The J-O's are the ones that literally go down the new pathway and everybody else follows.
Wow.
That's really great. Isn't that, John? John, I just want to give you you're the first one that we're going to be telling that Sharon's going to have her own show on BBS starting April 4th. She's on Thursday nights, so you can learn an awful lot by listening to her programs. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Well, thank you.
Now we have Cheryl Kay from Maryland. Cheryl, are you there?
Hello, Elizabeth. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? And Sharon, it's Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y.
L?
And her last initial is K.
Okay, so Cheryl, I like how you stack the deck that the older you're going to get, the better your life's going to get. So if you have a down period, just know, hey, it's only temporary because life's actually getting better every year. Okay. And then before I go on, did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask?
Well, yeah, you just addressed it really, because I was going to say I've been in a slump and just like everything is stacked against me. And I wondered when, what else I could do to make things better.
I think you're going to come out of it this year and you're going to find that even if it looks like the world's falling around apart around you, you're going to do just fine. You're going to be going up.
Good. Okay. And Cheryl, I just want to say that you're a Libra, and a Libra is a cardinal sign. So therefore you have had a little bit of a strain. And as Sharon says, it will ease up. But what you're being asked to do is to give up all that no longer serves you. And sometimes that can feel like a loss. It's only a change in the way of living. You're going to be fine.
And I would just simply say, start saying, because your name says you do everything the hard way. So start saying, I'm willing to do it easy. To let the universe know, and then remind yourself also that, you know, you may even ask your friends, I usually do this way. Do you guys have an easier way? And then try it their ways.
That's a great idea. I think I do that.
There's a big
sometimes.
Change coming in May for you. So chin up.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cheryl.
All right.
We have now, Sharon, a Genevieve R. from California. Are you there, Genevieve?
Yes, I am, Elizabeth and Sharon. Thank you so much for taking
my
call.
Nice to hear from you. And what is your question for Sharon?
Okay, generally for finances for the year 2019, I'm a realtor, an old one. I'm probably 76.
Okay, so I don't know whether you're going to take this as a positive or a challenge, but it looks like the first half of your year, you make a lot more money than the second half. So don't
spend it all. Yes, that's for everybody. That's for everybody this year.
Okay, yeah, so don't spend it all. It also says that this is the year you're really going about a lot of changes. It's like you're going to be letting some friendships go and other friendships coming in. Okay. So it's almost like you're saying, I'm bored. I'm ready for a change. Who's going to come bring some excitement into my life? That's what this year is going to be about for you.
And also, good. I want to just say, I know your birthday is this next week, but we're in a 3-year and you're entering a 3-year this next week. So you're letting go of your 2-year. You're coming into your working hard year. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to make a plan for success, and then you'll enjoy it more in your 4-year. So good luck to you, Genevieve. Oh, okay. I think you're going to do much better.
Now, remember last night? When Genevieve, when I said that there was that new research out that the university had said that you can tell what somebody looks like based on their name, I just want you to know that your name says you're gorgeous. So just remember it. If somebody doesn't appreciate your beauty, that means they have no taste.
Oh, I love it. That's
everybody,
wonderful.
My dad said I was as good looking as he is.
So you are blissful, blissful, bountiful, and beautiful, Genevieve. You are blissful, bountiful, and beautiful. Let that be your mantra for this upcoming year.
I love it. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I love getting these points out. I really do. And I love that we have a spirituality that shows up in our name, and we also have lessons that show up in our name, and some of our cosmic gifts show up in our name too, right, Sharon?
Correct, they do. I mean, there's so much in a name. I was at an event in Canada not very long ago, and I only knew two people there, so when they have that evening before the thing starts where everybody's supposed to get it to know each other, I immediately went to the two people that I knew to say hi first, and one of them knew what I did and the other one didn't. And she looks over at her friend. She says, this lady's got the best parlor trick. And I go, it's not a parlor trick. It's a science.
It's a science, right.
And she goes, I want to know, can you tell what kind of sex I like and don't like in my name? And I said, yes. And because she asked, I blurted it out. This is what you like. This is what gets you excited. And she's just turned beet red. And she goes, oh, my God, you can tell. The other person I knew says, well, what about mine? By the end of the evening, I had done everybody in the room. They were all over there going, well, can you name mine?
Now we have a Diane. Her last initial begins with an A, and she's from Montana. Are you there, Diane?
I am, right here.
Oh, good. Thank you for your patience. Do you have a question for Jerome?
Okay. My name's Diana Austin, and I'd like to know about my love life.
Okay. You've got to take a risk on you because you always want to play it safe according to your name. Okay. It's like you're the nice girl. And I think people want somebody who has enthusiasm and a lust for life. And it really will take a risk here and there. Now, take a safe risk. You know, it's legal and it's a win-win situation. And, you know, you're going to grow through it, but be willing to take risks. And your name says that you have a great sense of humor. You like to bring in people with great sense of humor because they get you going. Okay. But it's almost like you bring in people that are stubborn and don't want to change. So it's like, how much are you willing to change so that you can start bringing in more excitement so that you blossom and then bring in your love life? I think 2019 for a lot of people is going to be a good year for love. Okay.
Yeah. And she's a Cancer. So Diana, your Cancer sign says you love home and family, but I want to say something to you. When you feel that your boyfriend or whoever it is getting a little boring, find out what they like and throw yourself into letting them enjoy that with you. Find out what they like and go to where they live. Don't ask them to follow what you like, but find out what they like and see if you can enhance it a little bit. I think that will help.
Okay, because I understand good luck what to you're you. Talking about.
Yeah,
you do?
Because Diane, too, or if you just love something so much and you're so passionate about it, I think people are attracted to passion.
Oh, I do too. You know what I always say? When I'm good, I'm very good. What? And when I'm bad, I'm terrific. So remember that, Diane. Good luck and happy
I'll
New
do
Year.
That.
We have another one for you, Sharon. We have Helene or Helen Y from Virginia. Are you there, Helen?
I am. I'm trying to turn my iPad off, so.
Oh, good.
I don't have internet.
So what's your question for Sharon?
I've had a rough 5 years, and I'm hoping that it's going to turn around because I keep thinking I should change my name.
Okay, so your name is what I want to call docile, that you always want to play it safe. And it's, okay, I don't know how to say this nicely, but it's my keyword. You know, I have mnemonic devices so I can remember stuff. And my mnemonic device for your name is copycat. And what I mean by that is if somebody else does it and it works, then you want to copy it. And you say, okay, then it's going to work for me. But if somebody else does something and it doesn't work, then you say, okay, that's not for me. And so you would do that in fashion. You would do that in anything. Okay. And so if you want to get excited about something, make up your own mind and then see, does it work? Does it not work? The universe will get right behind you. And if that's the right decision for you, all of a sudden you get this push forward. And if it's not the right decision for you, you'll realize that there's no energy there and the universe will stop it. But that way, it's like everything in your name, especially with your last name starting with a Y, says get out there, take a risk, jump. You be the one that leads for a while. And you have got a really good eye for decoration. You've got a really good sense of humor. You just don't trust yourself that other people are going to appreciate what you do.
And I think what will help you, Helen, is to develop a meditation practice. Also, I do have a message for you from the universe. You're in Gemini, and this is going to be your lucky year. And you only have this once every 12 years. So you've got Jupiter opposing your sun, which is going to bring you gains. And that's good. So this is a lucky year for you. What you think is what you get, and do some meditations and create and bring in that which you need. You're also a good writer, Helen. Have you ever tried writing?
I write a lot, but I don't ever end it.
Well, you can learn how to do that. You can learn how to say, put it on hold, or you can give it a temporary ending and then start it again, pick it up and make a change. But the writing I would like to encourage, because I'd like to see you do more of it. At least journal your dreams and journal your days. You know, I interpret dreams. I have for years, and it's very, very interesting when a dream is interpreted. One night we'll do a show on dream interpretations. But thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Can I make a suggestion for Helen?
Very good. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. If you would get a purse that is so bold and so wild and such a talking piece, everybody would come up to you because you're not comfortable going up to them and starting a conversation. Get that piece that everybody wants to come up and goes, wow, look at this purse.
Where all the colors in it.
And they'll start talking to you and then you're going to be fine. So get yourself a purse that just screams, you want to come talk to me.
Yeah, and if you get one with all the bright colors in it, and they come up and they say, I love all your lovely colors, all you need to say is, yes, that represents my money. You know, and then they'll really want to talk to you, Helen. Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And we're having Sharon on tonight. She's my nemiology lady. She's about to come on to BBS Radio on April 4th with her own program on Thursday nights. But if you want to call in and talk to us, the number is 888-429-5471. Or if that's busy, you can call 323-744-4841. So, Sharon, we're about to go to break, but tell me a little bit more about what you're doing lately and tell us a little bit about Coast.
Oh, that was just so much fun. You know, I sat in meditation for an hour before the show started just so that I wouldn't have any nerves. You know how that one goes.
I do. What time were you on in the morning?
Well, it's from 1 a.m. my time till 3. Like Helen's in Virginia. She's my neighbor. She has to be because I'm in Tennessee. I'm only 8 miles away from Virginia. But it was from 1 to 3. And I just thought, you know, you've got to be able to stay awake type of thing. And so for literally the week beforehand, every night I was trying to stay up later and later so that that would be my habit, you know, so that I wouldn't be yawning on air. That was my big thing.
Oh, I was on New Year's night at 4 a.m. here.
I heard you. And I just,
I had a friend that I was on the phone with so I could stay up. As a matter of fact, he called me 15 minutes before the show to make sure I'd be awake. That was so helpful. It really, really was. But anyway, it's great. And you want to say a little bit about what you're planning for BBS Radio?
Well, what my thought was is that the first week of every month is just a call in and we're going to talk about names and nemology. And then the next three, I'm going to have a theme every month and I'm going to bring in people. Like one theme, one month will be astrology. And what do you know about you when you're using astrology? And let's learn a little bit about astrology. And then another month, it'll be numerology. And another month, it'll be the human design. And we can have different people on to help. So it's always a call in show and it's always about the listeners.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Of course, it's always about the listeners. We both believe that. But I have a question for you. I'm writing my new book, and I had picked the name Backstage for it. And we're talking about the invisible energy, Sharon. In fact, I'd like you to give me a chapter, if you would. The energy happens before the action. For example, a baby can pick his name and put it into the mind of the mother before he's born. Or a baby can pick his name after he's born when the parents look at him and instantly know the name. And that's the energy happening before the action. What do you think about that idea? And how do you like the title?
Well, Backstage says we're thinking fast on our feet. We're learning how to be competitive. We're learning how to be the best we can be. And we're here as a factor of change. The only challenge in the name Backstage is if somebody gets stuck in a rut.
And people do. So I can have a subtitle. What should my subtitle be? The energy happens before the action or something exciting? What would the subtitle be?
I have to think about it. I'm not coming
up with
a pass on my head. But I'll
we don't want people to get stuck. We want people to know why they need to be pushed forward. And that's the whole idea of 2019 and 2020. And time is going so fast. We don't even have time. It's just one moment after the other moment. I really think we're living moment to moment now rather than day in and day out. It's more moment to moment and making decisions and following your energies. And the energies are very strong right now. Haven't you noticed that, Sharon?
Well, what I notice is I feel like I blink and it's time to go to bed again.
Oh, yeah, me too. Some days.
I have really long days, but I'm just blinking and they're already over. You know, and so I kind of laugh and I think there's days lately where I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round, you know, or Groundhog Day or something, because days are going incredibly fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that's fun.
So why not, you know?
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about power words that we can say as affirmations. And I have one that I thought people could say, repeat like 7 times before they go to sleep. And here's one of them, especially if you're in a rut. Positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire. How do you feel about starting a word with positive?
I love that. And I really do feel that the more positive we are, the more vibrations that we have that come back to us and help us. And also, I think when you're looking around the world and there's so much negativity and everybody's kind of like picking a camp and you know, and anchoring themselves in. And I just look at it. And with all the negative things that could happen, if we keep looking at things in a positive way and more of us keep doing that, then that's the message that we're all sending to the universe. So that's what we're going to be sent back.
Well, good. So this is what Sharon and Elizabeth suggest that you do at least 7 times before you close your eyes, before you go to sleep. Positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire. And the reason that we're both asking you this is because we both intuitively know that this could start out as a good year and wind up to be a little bit more of a difficult year as we go into some darker energy in the 20s. And if you start now, you're going to be up on it. And you won't allow yourself to get into that depression, especially the winter blahs. Right, Sharon?
Well, exactly. But what I think is just amazing is, you know, I do so many name readings. And after a while, they get to be a trend. You know, like when I'm figuring out the timing for the focus for the year. And there gets to be a trend. And when I see that trend often enough, I think, okay, next year, you know, there's a trend coming through. And the trend... For me, when I'm looking at all the names that I've done recently, is that this is your year where you start to grow and you blossom. So you get to, what did they say?
Well, that's called achievement. People will reach their achievement. They've been working on behind the scenes or maybe writing or trying to get a new job or maybe even going to school. And this is the year that they'll have fulfillment. That's good.
Yeah, it's like, what is that saying, bloom where you're planted? And this is the year that so many people can bloom unless you have a negative attitude and then you just get thorns instead of flowers.
But some people may need to replant too. And don't be surprised if your energies have you create a different place to bloom where you're planted. Maybe you've worn out where you are. Maybe you have the wrong response where you are and you need to realign. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are now going into our messages for tonight, and Sharon and I will be back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 14th through January 21st, 2019. Love, drama, and adventure light up the skies this week, with Venus and Mars causing fiery energy and ending with a special and powerful full moon. Actually, it's a full moon eclipse. Jupiter is making a challenging square to Neptune on Sunday the 13th, and it will be hanging around all the way through September. Jupiter is ready for adventure and wants to open your belief system up to a larger view of the world. Neptune is a visionary, but often just doesn't know what the vision is, or if they do, how to bring it into the mundane world. The challenge, then, is to expand your belief system this year to bring in a higher vision into your world.
For example, you might want to relocate, you might want to start some kind of a partnership, either romantic or business, and you might want to just take a chance on yourself. Get that book out, get that painting done, do something artistic, and see how you can bring it into the world. Also on Sunday, Mercury aligns with Saturn. This is an energy that you have been feeling all last week. Write down your long-term plans and then begin to bring them into reality. Get yourself organized. Pay attention to dreams and meditate on Monday morning as spiritual Neptune opens your intuitive side. The rest of the work week flows along quite smoothly. Friday morning is especially good for communicating in all types of relationships. The 18th of January is the day to fall in love and gives you the green light to start a new relationship, or at best, to fire up an old one. However, by the end of the day on Friday, you either want to be left alone or just get away from annoying people, perhaps the two of you together. With the moon in Cancer on Saturday, it's an excellent time for sharing a meal with someone in your closer inner circle. Cooking and food brings people together with love. On Sunday, the sun moves out of earthly Capricorn into airy Aquarius. This is a no-holds-barred energy with restlessness and surprises abound, and your perspective can swing from genius to somewhere out in space. This sun change opposes the full moon in Leo, the lunar eclipse, marking a time when it's best to use your unconscious mind and bring visualizations into your personal projects and events to a conclusion with a big bang. This supermoon is bigger and brighter than a normal full moon. This is the last of a series of eclipses in Leo and Aquarius that began in the spring of 2017, and they won't be back until 2026. Aquarius has to do with holding the higher ideal and creating win-win environments for the collective good. Leo steps into leadership and opens people's hearts to find creative solutions. Use this energy to get clear on where your heart is engaged and where it's not. Then release those people, events, and experiences from your life where your heart is not in connection any longer, which will allow you to open up to new friends and associations. Something new is coming your way for sure, perhaps beginning at this full moon eclipse. This Leo full moon is being challenged by eccentric Uranus, urging you to step out of your comfort zone and explore new opportunities. Go get that new car. Go do your house hunting. Think about new places that you want to see and experience. Make it a quiet evening Sunday night and put off any relationship conversations. Allow the impulse of the Uranus energies to bring you fun and relaxation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our program tonight with our guest, nemiology expert, Sharon White. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
A. You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
C.
You're a cutie full of charms.
D.
You're a darling. And
E.
You're exciting.
F.
You're a feather in my arm.
G.
You look good to me.
H.
You're so heavenly.
I.
You're the one I idolize.
J.
We're like Jack and Jill.
K.
You're so kissable.
L.
Is the love light in your eyes. M. N. O. P.
You could go on all day.
And that was my Perry Como singing a song that I got to introduce to Sharon called A, You're Adorable. And it's so perfect for the work you do, Sharon, the nemeology. And we do have some callers coming. We have a Laura A. from Missouri. And Laura, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you have been so patient. Thank you so much. Do you have a question for Sharon?
I don't really have a particular question. I just wanted to know about my name. It's Laura Ashley Amos.
Okay. So I'm going to say that spirituality is highly important to you, and you really came down to see how can I respond to things that happen on an earthly plane in a spiritual way. And that doesn't mean religion. It means spirituality. Okay. So not like how you've been taught, but how you know how you've internalized it. Okay.
Absolutely. And yes.
And then one of the things in your name is says that if work isn't fun, you don't want to do it. You have to have fun while you're working, or you're not going to get, you know, we're not going to get some good work out of you. Now, one of the largest challenges in your name, and something that I happen to think is so important, and you need your friends to help you with this, is that you bless your heart. You got these rose colored glasses on. And you do not recognize it when people are not really good people for you. Okay. They might be right for somebody else, but they may not be right for you. And so if you're out with somebody, you got a new friend or whatever else, introduce them to your other friends and then say, guys, what do you think? And then really listen before you get overcommitted or overinvolved so that you don't get taken advantage of. Because it says that one of the things in your life, and I happen to think it's a biggie, is that you have a hard time with discernment on people because you expect them all to be as good as you are.
Well, she has
that
an open heart.
That could be true, definitely.
Yeah, Laura, don't let yourself get taken advantage of. But you'll learn how to set your boundaries this year, I promise.
Thank you so
She's
much.
She's a Virgo. You have some nice changes coming in March and April, and you're going to be able to set boundaries a little bit better for yourself, which is great.
Is that all Virgos having nice in March and April?
No, it's for her.
I'm just clarifying.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out, Laura. And Sharon,
thank
we
you.
Have the last caller of the evening because we do have to begin to wind up. Alla, A-L-L-A, last name K from California. Are you there, Alla?
Yes, Elizabeth, I'm here. And hi, Sharon.
Hi. So do you have a specific question?
I have a question. I listened to Sharon's talk to George, and Sharon, you mentioned something about three L's in the name, in
correct.
First name and last name, but I did not get what it means because I do have it. I have two L's in my first name, and I have one L in my last name. So I did not understand what you said about what it means.
So if you get the third L through a marriage in a last name and you did not have it before you went into that last into that marriage, but that gave you your third L, okay, then I said you got to be careful because it can bring violence into your world. And it can show up in different ways. It can show up with a spouse, you know, being emotionally abusive. It could be physical violence. It could be being misdiagnosed by a physician. And so, again, it's what it brings in is energy against the body.
So it's cautiousness.
You know, and so if you
was
know,
that a married name, Ella?
It is a married name, but I've been 40 years in marriage, so I think I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and then if it doesn't come that way, it's just like if you go to the doctors, because this is the other way it shows up, and I can always tell from your partner's name, you know, if it's going to show up in from him or somebody else. Okay. And so it could be that if you ever need to go to the doctor and they say, oh, you need to do this invasive thing to your body, always check with two or three other doctors and see if there's not another alternative because you could have misdiagnosis. I mean, it's any way that you could get hurt in the physical.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, good to be cautious. And can I ask a question now regarding what this year holds for me?
You're a Taurus, and you're going to have a good year starting in May. There's a shift coming. I don't know if you want to shift jobs, but there'll be more money coming to you after May. And some sudden changes that you've been thinking about for a long time but have not been able to do, you will be able to accomplish after May. So you're going to start thinking about maybe a new direction, maybe a new place. And maybe some new people coming into your life. I wish you luck. I think it's going to be a good year, all told.
Thank you so much, both ladies. I love listening to you, Elizabeth. I always listen
thank
to you.
You
on Sunday.
Thank you very
God
much,
bless
Alex.
And Happy
thank
New Year.
All bye-bye. Right. Well, Sharon, this was quite a night. I think we are helping people beginning to understand themselves better, and that's what we're all about. Can you please give us your contact information?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is through the website knowthename.com, and the direct email straight to me is info@knowthename.com.
Now that's KNOWTHENAME, all one word, small letters.
Correct.
.com. Okay. Thank you so much for being on. And I understand that you're going to be on with me in February, and that looks like it's around February 10th. So we'll have more information about your BBS radio show that's starting in April at that time.
Sounds good. Maybe we can do comparisons between you and your lover.
That would be fun. Oh, that would be really fun. Okay. And you too. We'll do you. I can do it at least spiritually and astrologically. Take care, and we'll see you again soon. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get ready for the meditation. We will first listen to Elaine Silver singing I Am in the Flow, and the meditation is In the Garden, and then we will finish with Richard Shulman and Alignment. Be sure you stay through to hear Richard's music in Alignment and allow your body to flow with that beautiful, beautiful music, because his music opens up all of the DNA and corpuscles in your body and helps you become aligned and realigned to who you really are. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and let's find out next week. We will have a teaching week, and then we're back with Frank St. James at the end of the month. Thank you for listening, and good night.
I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release. I am being healed. I can see the heartache in your family. They haven't changed the way they feel. Will they ever know the presence in a real release? Will you ever be released?
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.